I used to thrive on chaos. Made my living off it, actually. The worse things got, the better it was for journalists. A war? Natural disaster? We'd all start salivating like Pavlov's dog. At least I would. The adrenaline, the excitement, the adventure. That was my life. I look at all this a little differently now. I still miss going out on those assignments. That's probably some sort of character flaw I'll carry the rest of my life. But I look at the news differently these days. Not as stories I'll need to cover. I'm more removed now. I look at what's happening as just another person who lives on this planet, and it's clear the world has gone mad. War and bombings and massacres and starvation, obsession with celebrity while others go hungry, a debate as to whether racist remarks are ever acceptable. And no, that's not humor. That kind of thing is never funny. Maybe I look at the world differently now. Maybe all of us who have faced cancer do, because our world, our personal worlds, went mad as well. As much as I loved chaos, I also loved control. I believed I could shape events through sheer force of will. I could bring order, at least to my part of a situation. When I was diagnosed with cancer, that changed. I lost control over many parts of my life. I couldn't shape those events. There was chaos, that's for sure, but it wasn't the kind I liked. Gradually, as we learn more about the disease and what it does to us, we get back that control, a little at a time. It will never be the way it was before, but none of us are helpless. None of us are passive witnesses to our own deaths. And as we've said so many times before, we learn things. One thing above all else, each day is precious. I used to know that before the cancer. Now I believe it with every fiber of my being. So when I watch the news, I don't get excited. I don't go to the closet and get my suitcase. I get angry, really angry, because most of what I see comes down to one thing, the cheapening of life. I can think of no greater crime, and somehow, in some way, we will have to answer for that.